This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crank us up, Peter, Paul, and Mary. To the New York Islands. Good forests. Tell me I'm fine here. All right, I didn't get that with everything. This land. Hunga, munga, munga. Yeah, actually, that's not Peter, Paul, and Mary. I think that's, is that Woody Guthrie, Chris? Who's it is Peter, Paul, and Mary. Okay, all right. Yeah, can't miss Mary's voice. All right, so it's 7 after the hour. It's July 4th, 2022. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here with us to celebrate the true meaning of the 4th of July. And a lot of things happened today. I mean, it's obvious that it's the 4th of July. It's obvious that we have fireworks, and it's obvious that people are on vacation, and there are a lot of things going on that, I mean, no one would expect, for the most part, anything to be open today. It's kind of like, it's Christmas. This is a pretty solemn holiday. It's not a religious holiday, but in a sense, it is the most important American holiday, I believe. It is anyway.
Totally. And it seems that some places that you would expect to not be open are open.
You mean the malls?
Business hours. Yeah, yeah. Grocery stores.
Yeah.
A lot of coffee shops. And then there's other places who are giving not just the day off to their employees, but the whole weekend. They've had notes posted on their doors that's like, hey, we're closed Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We'll see you Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I went yesterday, as a matter of fact. The guys were working in a field. And it was about, I don't know, 1 o'clock, and I knew they were hungry, and they usually take some time off for lunch. But because I wanted them to keep on the stay on the tractor and get this field done, I said, I'll go get you some lunch, which I do from time to time. And so I went to the usual places. I went to three places that normally you would be able to go get, you know, a sandwich or whatever, and they're all closed. Only one was open was the Subway. And the problem with the Subways around here anyway is you're very lucky to find somebody who can speak English. It's rare that you go into a Subway sandwich shop around here. And most of them are run by Pakistanis or Indians, and they can't speak the language. They can hear, and they know what people are telling them. But if you have to, you know, like I wanted veggie patty sandwiches, and she didn't know what I was talking about. So I had a point. Welcome to America. I had a point to it in the trays as to what I was trying to get her to make because she didn't understand what I was saying. So anyway, and she didn't know. I said, "Will you make it? Will you toast it?" And she looked at me, and so I had a point to the stove.
It's actually a microwave, not a...
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, anyway.
Oh, man. Do you remember when Subway introduced avocado as one of the options for their sandwiches? And
no.
Their commercials were basically... They were kind of insulting. They were teaching people how to say avocado. They were breaking it down. They're like, avocado.
It's amazing.
Mm.
So what do we think about today as a result of this being... you know, the most important federal holiday in our country. Federal offices, I mean, all the offices are closed, banks are closed, that's that usual stuff. And people have paid holiday for the most part. When Congress passed Independence Day in 1870, made it an official holiday, it was unpaid for federal employees. And it took them lobbying for almost 70 years to get to be paid on a federal worker on the 4th of July. These are the sort of things that we all take for granted, right? But they weren't necessarily always the rule. Most people, when there were holidays, that's why workers didn't like holidays. That's why Labor Day came to pass, because on holidays, nobody get paid. So, you know, there are there's a prohibition against fireworks around where I am in the towns, most of the towns around, so they don't have any fireworks, at least legal fireworks. And because of the listen to this, back in February, because COVID started to rear its ugly head again, there were a lot of communities that said, okay, no 4th of July parade this year. And so there are people that are having their own 4th of July parades and parties. Most of them are dissent. There's one going on the courthouse here in my hometown of Framingham. It's called We Dissent, and it wants to protest Roe v. Wade. You know, is that something for the 4th of July?
Yeah, if there's a cause you believe in, there's no rest.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, and whether we're, this is a debate that goes on. I remember, not last year, I don't think I talked about this much on the, well, last year the 4th of July was on a Sunday, I think, wasn't it? So we weren't here normally, but we celebrated the next day. Anyway, it usually, or it wasn't, I don't want to say usual, the real Independence Day is July 2nd, not the 4th, because the members of the Continental Congress voted for independence on the 2nd, and it wasn't for 2 days that they signed the document.
Well, and didn't, that was like the initial signing. Didn't the rest of it and go into full effect, and the official signing wasn't until August?
Yeah, they had to get it around. They had to move it around. Yeah. The first signers, the first signatories were on the 4th of July. Abraham Clark, who was from New Jersey, had his, after he said, the people, there were 56 guys who signed this, and most of them either were hung, they had all their property taken away from the British, went after them, killed them. I don't know, most people know that, but the, a lot of the anguish that came, it took a lot of balsam to get folks to sign this thing. And so it was not an easy thing, and the British came after him, all these signers. The idea of liberty, that word, again from the French, liberté. I think one of the things most interesting about this that most people don't know, because the French didn't have a great relationship with the Brits, and they were happy to fight with us in the Revolutionary War, they had more of an impact on us for, you know, after the Brits were tossed for, what, at least until the time that the Statue of Liberty was sent over here. They had a very close affinity for Americans, the French people did. And most of the French still do, other than the Parisians who don't like Americans who can't speak French. That's if they forget.
Anytime somebody goes to work someplace else where more people are speaking a specific language, if I were to go to France and I wanted to work there, I should know French pretty fluently.
Yeah, and that's what, when I go, I take my daughter with me. That's what saves me over there.
You have your own interpreter.
Right, exactly. Yep. Plenty of folks today planning to fire up their barbecues. One of the favorite foods, obviously, hot diggity hot dogs, sausage. Here it is. This is from the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Are you ready?
Ready.
The official word from the council is that Americans will consume 20 billion hot dogs.
Sounds about right.
This week. 20 billion hot dogs. Let's see here. Americans will eat most of them at major league ballparks or on the beach or at backyard barbecues. I don't think there's any news in that. This is a full spate of baseball games today, right? I think that's true. A lot of, thank God.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that, though. Games like all weekend. Cleveland had a doubleheader, had a game Friday night, had a doubleheader Saturday, a game Sunday.
In 2001, more hot dogs were eaten at Jacobs Field, the home of the Cleveland. What's the name of the team now?
Now it's the Guardians.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we can't have those Indians.
And Jacobs Field, which we still lovingly call it the Jake, but it's now Progressive Park.
Yeah, is it? Well, the Jacobs brothers, big mall operators around the country, they built there from Cleveland, and they built that. Did they build it, or did they just... Hey, no, I think they built it.
It was originally it was the Muni that had baseball and football played on the same field.
Right. Okay, so let's see. What else about, well, I guess we've, you know, hot dogs. Hot dogs are eaten at home today. Mustard's the most popular hot dog topping.
Mustard is good on anything.
Yeah, really? I don't eat the hot dog, but I like relish, frankly. Let's see, what else can we have? Chicago O'Hare International Airport sells more hot dogs than any other location in the United States. I think it's any other airport. They sell two. I don't know. Okay, here we go. In a moment, I'll give you the top 10 cities for hot dog consumption during the 4th of July, at least according to the history books, okay? That excitement will be yours right after this.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Are you looking for an escape? An immersive getaway? There's a place for all your wildest dreams. Perhaps you enjoy rapping along to Paperboy. Or you believe that blessed be the fruit. Or you dream of yelling, huzzah! So whether you're sworn to Team Kim or you just want a mystery murder, there's a place for you. From Atlanta to Only Murders in the Building to the Kardashians and more, it's all on Hulu. Check into your obsessions. Hulu subscription required. Terms apply. Visit Hulu.com for plan details.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
All right, coming up in just a moment, I'm going to give you the top 10 cities for hot dog consumption today. And then Jay's figured out how many hot dogs it would take to go around the circumference of the world. Top 10 list here, the hot cities for hot dogs. Number 10 is Miami. Let's see, number 9 is Houston. Number 8 is Birmingham. Isn't that interesting? Dallas is 7, Baltimore is 6, San Antonio is 5, Philadelphia is 4, Chicago is 3, New York is 2, and L.A. is 1. You would have thought it would have been the other way around.
Yeah, right. I would have thought New York would
New
be
York.
1 and L.A.
Nathan's Hot Dogs. Anybody who lives in New York ever, is there anybody who's lived in New York hasn't had at least one Nathan's Hot Dog?
I don't think that exists.
I will confess
an anomaly
to having one a number of years ago, and it was yummy. It was really yummy.
Something about the water there.
Man, I don't know what it is.
With the bagels.
Yeah, it could be. All right, so you figured out multiplying a foot long. This is a foot, it made it easy because we figured hot dogs were foot longs. 5,280 feet in a mile and 25,000 miles plus around the circumference of the globe at the equator. So how many hot dogs does that mean it would take to go around the world?
Yeah, not the average ones. The footlong dogs, 132 million.
To go around.
To wrap around Earth.
Okay, so if we wanted to do that as an exercise, we'd have to go, where would you find 132 million footlong hot dogs? That'd be probably hard to find. Yeah. Right. 39 million be supposedly eaten today in Los Angeles. Makes it the number one city for hot dogs today. It's 21 after the hour.
Extend.
Gendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Good day program. Celebrity thoughts, celebrity wherewithal. Well, the gossip stuff is usually what people, you know, when it comes to trending. It's not the only thing that trends, but it, social media stuff. For example, the status of Bret Michaels. He's apparently, he's had a lot of trouble, as I remember, over the last few years, Jay. Let's do an update on what he's suffering from or what's going on with him right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so what's going on with Bret Michaels?
Yeah, so he was just hospitalized, had to cancel a Nashville show, and
he was the front man for Poison, right?
Yeah. He's the front man for Poison, and they're doing this big festival with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and others, and his band had to go on stage and announce that, sorry, Poison is not going to be performing right now. Bret Michaels had to be rushed to the hospital. And while he didn't give an exact what he's been dealing with, there were rumors flying around that it was some kind of interaction with his diabetes medication. He was diagnosed with diabetes type 1.
Doesn't he have a brain thing, though, too? I remember he's got a brain thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's had a brain hemorrhage, type 1 diabetes. He's had other things. A mini stroke, heart issues, a repair of a hole in his heart, all these things. So he hasn't acknowledged exactly what he's dealing with, but he says he was grateful for all of the fans and the well wishes. He was thankful for the medical staff that were running all the tests and loading him up with liquid IV and hydration and all of that, and that he is working to get back to being 100% well so he can get back on stage.
Yeah. All right. I never was a fan, but I felt badly when he, you know, this is, it was actually a great call to arms for people who have suffered some of those same maladies in terms of brain stuff as to people paying attention. You know, we think of our bodily health as not including our brain, which is really kind of silly. Your body is nothing if the brain's not working right. Spirit, mind, body connection. Hello. And if your brain is messed up, it's, you know, it's likely 95% of the rest of you is not going to work well either. So anyway, that was a good call to arms. Winona Ryder says that she wasn't taking care of herself, or she didn't, after she was with Johnny. I'd forgotten that she was one of Johnny Depp's deals.
It was
kind
of a quick relationship. They got engaged relatively quickly. They broke up relatively quickly, and apparently she just said that she wasn't taking care of herself the way she should have been. And
she's always been kind of a weirdo, though, hasn't she, in a manner of
eccentric. But isn't there somebody else who dated Johnny Depp who said that he took such good care of them that when they broke up she forgot to take care of herself? And I can't remember who that was now.
I don't either. I've never been a real fan of Johnny Depp's, honestly.
Kate Moss, that's who it was. Moss said yes.
Yeah, right. All right, well, anyway, Johnny Depp. How many times did you say? Can we be rid of him for a while, please? 28 after the hour.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only...
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hours after Hong Kong officials said it would take a miracle to find more survivors, one was found. A rescue team from China saved a crew member from a ship that broke in half and sank during Typhoon Shaba in the early hours Monday morning. An 878-foot ship, described by Chinese authorities as a floating crane, was being used to construct a wind farm off the coast of southern China. The Los Angeles Fire Department was able to put out a massive warehouse fire in Southern California last night. The blaze broke out shortly after 9 p.m. Pacific in a building in Woodland Hills, California, a suburb of Los Angeles. The building was a vacant warehouse, according to the L.A. Fire Department. Chris Darnell, the driver of a jet-powered semi-truck, died when his vehicle crashed in a fiery accident at a Battle Creek, Michigan air show on Saturday. Darnell's father, Neil, blamed mechanical failure for the stunt accident. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President Biden will return from Camp David on Monday in time to host an Independence Day celebration at the White House for the second year running. Starting at 5 p.m. Eastern, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will host a July 4th barbecue for military families. The president and Democrats have been attacking the highest court in the land because things didn't go their way. The Constitution is the Constitution and is one of the most brilliant writs in the history of humans. Because of this document, the United States will continue to correct itself when things go awry. Constitutional legal expert Alan Dershowitz talks about the court's decision on the EPA on Newsmax.
Well, it has very little to do with the environment. The court has been in a process of trying to reduce the power of all administrative agencies. It believes, this majority believes, that Congress should not abdicate in general terms to administrative agencies, powers. What the Supreme Court basically said is if Congress wants the EPA to do this, it ought to tell them to do it in explicit terms. So this is more of a rejection of the administrative state than it is of any particular climate policy, and it's going to continue. There are going to be other attacks on administrative agencies as well, and so Congress better get busy and pass legislation if it wants to have impacts on the environment and other important policies.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Somebody just reminded me what goes on Coney Island on the 4th of July. There's the Nathan hot dog competition, hot dog eating competition that goes on today.
Joey Chestnut steps up to the plate.
Fool eats 100 hot dogs in 3 minutes or something. What? That's got to be out of his mind. Yeah. We should have done that in the farm and food segment of the program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Happy 4th of July. The boom in travel over the weekend, 1,400 flight cancellations. There you go. Imagine sitting in an airport for half of the holiday weekend because you can't get on an airplane to go where you thought you were going to go. This is really kind of a nutty.
Yeah, there was some really bad weather that grounded a lot of flights or canceled them. Or we have family members that went on vacation and they had to circle before coming in for their landing because of storms. And then once they did land, they had to sit on the tarmac for a while because the airport was actually shut down due to the storms.
Yeah. It's really, so American, which is the airline I use most of the time, Somehow there was a snafu in the computer system. Did you see that?
Yeah, the technological glitch that allowed them to
take off
flights. They could just drop flights. They had the power to do so themselves. So they're like, I don't want to work this time. Okay, I can get out of it.
Right. Yeah. Well, they oftentimes pilots and more so the flight attendants swap off. So if you're, somebody needs a weekend off or they want to change for whatever the reason and they find among themselves, they can swap off and there's a way to do that through the computer system. But pilots have a harder time because obviously there are fewer of them and they're more in demand. And so
especially busy season like holidays or the month of July, which the whole month is travel heavy. And so they shut that feature off that pilots can't do so. And I
guess they don't let the pilots, unless you're a very senior pilot, you don't get summertime off. You just don't because that's the busiest time from May until October. Hard to get if you're a pilot vacation time. But consider this. Pilots only work on average 3 days out of the 7 a week, and sometimes if they're doing overseas stuff, they can jam them all together if they want. Like the typical, I was with a fellow who lived in Kansas City, but he flew he would take Chicago, Dallas, Boston, New York to London. Those were his trips. So he would, he lived in Kansas City, but he flies to wherever. I think his base actually was Chicago, but they transfer some of them if there's a need to other cities where, like, for example, if you get used to doing London or Frankfurt or any city, you get used to the way that the air traffic control works, what it's like to land at the airport. For example, going into Heathrow is a real challenge because it's in the middle of the city, and you're literally flying over. You ever been into the San Diego airport? It's kind of like LaGuardia, too. You fly in over the city, and blop, you're right. And Washington, the Reagan National Airport, you're going, it's actually a wonderful flight. It's a clear day. You come down the Potomac, and you can see everything in Washington. And then, bingo, you're on the airport.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Sounds gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, landing in Cleveland, what do you see? Nothing but
Lake
dirty
Erie, hello. Lake Erie. Lake Erie is magnificent. You should see your face, sir.
Yeah.
Those are fighting words.
I know they are. Yep, I got it. Okay, so let's see. What else is going on? The story in Copenhagen. Okay, I don't want to talk about that anymore. The Supreme Court decision has launched a lot of political battles, and also apparently almost every state, Jay, there is a judicial challenge, no matter whether the states in general have been for or against. Pretty much every state has seen this is going to go on for years and years. So anyway, the IRS has approved 76 fake charities that all share the same mailbox. Here you have your federal tax, your taxpayers at work.
Huh? And how is that not figured out ahead of time? The same mailbox.
Yeah. 76 fake charities all going to the same. These people are asleep at the switch, man. They should be ashamed of themselves.
And that's just lazy on the scammer's part to use the same mailbox.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we have other listeria, and we had the salmonella problem earlier that we were talking about. What was it for? I've forgotten now the name.
Oh, the onions.
The onions, right. Don't get packaged onions. Apparently, there's an ice cream in Florida that has sickened people in a number of states in the southeast. It's hard not to buy ice cream that's packaged.
buy local.
Buy local ice cream. That's it. Yeah, you absolutely should be buying local ice cream. This is the unanimous declaration of the signatories from the 13 original colonies. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to this separation. That's the first line in the Declaration of independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, dictates that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it's their right, it's their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has begun the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an abusive tyranny over these states. And then the Constitution goes through the things that people argue about these days, right? The constitutionality of this, that, or the other thing. And this isn't the Constitution, but this was the, you know, the Declaration of Independence was kind of the forefather, if you will. The thing that we cite most often as the reason for doing whatever we do. It's not constitutional. But there are a lot of things in the Declaration. Most people think Declaration is pretty short. No, it's not.
It's not, no.
No, it's not at all. And if I went through all of these things, everybody would be asleep in the next 5 minutes. But there are things that we look at today. This ought to be studied in every single history class, every single year around before the year ends, the school year ends in June. These things ought to be all taken up. Mostly what I glean out of this is the taxation thing. That really is what started all of this. And one of the main suppositions in the Declaration is the line about taxation. We will not accept imposing taxes on us without our consent. And yet today, we have all kinds of taxes on ourselves that we didn't consent to.
Without our consent,
Look at your phone bill. You want to see an example? Look at your cell phone bill of taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes. How are those allowed under either the Declaration or under the Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no bills. Yeah. I mean, that's just one example, but all the excise taxes on cars, excise taxes on boats, luxury items, because you're going to afford it, then you pay. Well, a far more, and the best example for a sales tax comes from the constitutionality of, or the unconstitutionality. There have been people fighting for years since 1923 when the income tax was instituted. There have been challenges every year. Some of them go reported, some of them don't, as to the legality. There is not one word in the Constitution that sanctions an income tax. And it is not justified. And however many times it is, it's like a cabal. The judges and legislators and the people in power abuse the hell out of us with an income tax that has no real legitimate reason for being. No legitimate reason. And yet here we are. The only thing sanctioned, or they could be sanctioned, and I've looked at this year after year after year, the only thing that is really fair and just, and that's what the Constitution calls for, is a sales tax. So everybody pays on everything except food and clothing a certain amount, and so you don't have anybody escaping the tax system, cheating on their income tax, that kind of stuff. But because the income tax is so inculcated and ingrained in American society that, you know, the judges are in concert with the bureaucrats, and you can be sent down the river for not paying, for protesting, not paying your income tax. It's extraordinary, and really one of the things that is most upsetting about what we supposedly have here is life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, free from tyranny. The income tax is tyranny, is tyrannical, across the board. Not to be supported. So there's a word from your friendly anarchist, Doug Steffen, at 47 past the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Here's a thought. You wouldn't wear your PJs to an important business meeting, right? So why would you wear your running shoes on a serious walk? You need footwear that was designed specifically for walking, and nobody on the planet makes walking shoes that can even touch Skechers Go Walk style, the world leader in technical walking footwear. Skechers are walking shoes specialists, and Go Walk has a variety of technical walking products that will show you what your walk has been missing, like Go Walk Hyperburst with foam that's ultra lightweight with incredible rebound that helps propel you forward with every step, or Go Walk Arch Fit with podiatrist certified arch support that gives your walk the comfort and support you need mile after mile. And not only do GoWalk styles bring the tech, they bring the comfort. And with all the colors and designs you love in both easy slip-on and sporty lace-ups. Plus, they're even machine washable and surprisingly affordable. That's walking smart. So don't walk in shoes made for something else. Walk in shoes specially designed for walking. Skechers GoWalk. Find yours at a Skechers.
What things about living in America is you have the ability to get peace of mind. So if you're looking for a way to protect your family, the easy way to buy life insurance is to call 800-333-1750. Term Provider guarantees they can help you like they've helped tens of thousands of other people in America. No matter what your circumstance, call 800-333-1750 and talk to somebody about Term Provider. 10 before the hour. Happy 4th of July.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Sound like, sounds like a, let's see, what is this? This sounds like Back to the Future. Is this Back to the Future? I didn't know that, but it sounds like it. Chuck, are you with us or against this?
I'm with you, Doug. Yes, that's Back to the Future.
That's what I thought. Okay.
This week in movie history, July 3rd, actually, 1985, Back to the Future hit theaters. Released by Universal, produced by Steven Spielberg, directed by Robert Zemeckis. Didn't know really what to expect, whether it would catch on and be a big hit or not. It caught on, became a big hit, number one grossing film its opening weekend. It played very strong through October and wound up doing worldwide $388 million on a budget of just $19 million. Think about that, Doug. $19 million budget for a big popcorn event film, grossing $388. So per dollar of investment, that's a pretty good return. Now, if studios double their money from initial production to final gross, they'd be thrilled. But 19 to 388, that's pretty impressive. A great movie.
Yes.
Spawned one of the great trilogies, I think, of all time. And
sure
great
do.
Cast chemistry between Michael J. Fox
and
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
Better than that.
One of our great character actors. And he's played so many different movies. I remember in one of the Lone Ranger movies, he was Butch Cavendish in a really bad, good bad guy. He plays good bad guy. Now he's a senior citizen. He plays some real characters. He's very, very, he's one of
been
our great
a long time.
Actors.
Yep. He was a villain in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I thought he was fantastic. But he started on Taxi, you know, playing Jim, the character Jim.
Yeah.
Was just an awesome character on that classic sitcom back in the 80s.
All right, I went to see two movies over the weekend because the weather was hot and rainy. And so I went to see, finally, Top Gun Maverick. It was the best movie I have seen for a long time. whatever the character, Tom Cruise has, I'll go see, there are some actors I'll go see their movie no matter what, and Clint Eastwood is one of those people, and I guess Liam Neeson is probably another one these days, certainly when, what do you call it, was around... he's gone out of my mind anyway, but Tom Cruise certainly earns the star status that he has. I love his chemistry with Jennifer Connelly, the way that the whole thing wraps you up.
I found it to be very reflective, simply because Cruise, you know, he's been around a long time. Obviously, he's one of the last standing movie stars left in the business. Having said that, never was in a film that made $100 million in its opening weekend. Mm-hmm. He's now 59. Obviously, he looks great. But yeah. this is a much more mature film and reflective film than the original, because it takes place 30-something years later. The right. character, obviously, has lived a lot of life. And for whatever reason, and it's really hard to explain why it is radiated so well, because... When it was announced,
it's a feel good movie.
You do. I agree 100%, and it has a great last act. It's very exciting,
yeah.
But it's also character driven, and his chemistry with Jennifer Connelly is really good. But here's the thing: I don't think anybody could have predicted that this movie would radiate so well in terms of its drop off week to week at the box office.
Minimal.
This weekend, give example. Minimal. Just 13% week to week. It's done $564 million here in U.S. and Canada alone, about $1 billion worldwide. Nobody in the industry was predicting that type of number. They thought, okay, this, you know, Top Gun sequel 30-something years later, it should do fairly well, but they didn't know. But for whatever reason, the word of mouth is like what you're saying. It's just about everybody saying the same thing.
I'd even go see it again, I think. Frankly, even if I had the time. I also tried to see Elvis. Our friend Bob Kay went to see Elvis. He said Austin Butler nailed The King. I have not been able to see it. I went to see a movie called The Forgiven with Jessica Chastain and Ralph Fiennes. It's a story about... it's an interesting, quirky story about a party in the desert in Morocco and what happens to them. And it just is one of those, it's not for everybody, but it's, I didn't want to walk out.
Where did you see that movie? Where did you see it? Because it's very limited. Where did you see it?
I saw it in my local, the same place I saw Top Gun. And every other movie I've been in. Yeah, multiplex.
How many people in attendance in the auditorium?
Huh? Yeah. My movie house, for the first time in a long time, and I go to the movies a lot, don't much in the summer, but the parking lot was full for the first time. The place was jamming. It was every theater you could, I mean, there were just lines of people everywhere. So I think that's a good sign. Tomorrow, we'll have box office totals because it's a long weekend. Chuck Curry, happy 4th of July to you.
You too, Doug.
And everybody else. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.